the 5,000. It's a story that we know and love. And it was the bit that was missing last week. If you remember the gospel reading from last week, we heard about Jesus' disciples having come back from being sent out. And Jesus said to them, hang on a minute. They were chattering and telling them what was going on. Hang on, let's have a rest. Let's go somewhere else. And they got in a boat and they were followed by a crowd. And this is the crowd that followed them. So this is 5,000 men plus. So 5,000 men and their wives, their children, and anybody else that had come along. So it's a jolly big group that's following Jesus. And they walked all around the river so that they can get to the place where the boat is going to land. And in this version of the story, we hear that it is Jesus who recognizes the need. So Jesus recognizes that all of these people have come, they followed him. Remember, we had that amazing Greek word last week, which I can't tell you because I haven't got it written down, which meant that he was moved to his bowels. Do you remember? He was so moved with compassion that he stopped what he was doing and he taught them. So he was spiritually filling them. He was spiritually fulfilling them with his teaching and his word from God and talking about the kingdom of God. And now he recognizes there's something else that needs to happen. These people have come a long way. They're hungry and they have nothing to eat. So Jesus challenges one of his disciples and he says, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to feed these people? So, 5,000 people plus, let's make it 10,000, to be fed. And what do the disciples do? The disciples go out and find what provision they have. So, Phoebe, can you come and give me a hand? Teo, do you mind giving me a hand? Anyone else want to come and give me a hand? Would you like to come and give me a hand? Yeah, we're going to try and feed the church with whatever we've got. Lovely, thank you. We're going to feed the church with whatever we've got. Now, if we come and stand up here with me. Come and stand up here. Excellent. Well done. So have a look out there. Do they look hungry? What do you reckon? Are you starving? They're hungry. Do you think they've done enough work today to be fed? What do you reckon? Angela's all for it. Anyway, are you coming as well? How many people, quick estimate, how many people do you reckon are here? 50?
14?
Quick, just go with it.
45?
45?
41.
55. 62. These are all very precise numbers. Now, there's a man here that probably knows. Yeah, so let's go and see Neil. Come on, let's go and see Neil. Because Neil does... One of the jobs... Come on. One of the jobs that Neil does, in his many jobs, he has many, he finds, is that he counts how many people come. So who was closest, Neil?
51.
Somebody said 51, didn't they? Oh, Teo, round of applause. Nicely done. Nicely done. Right, okay, whilst we're in the middle of the church and in the middle of the people, who's got anything with them that we can eat? Have a look round. Who's got anything with them? Hold it up if you're willing to share. Oh, Sheila. Look at that. Just so happens Sheila's got a bag with something in it. Okay, grab what Sheila's got. Somebody grab... Come on, guys, grab the bag. Give them the bag, Sheila. Anyone else got anything they'd like to share with our church family? Half a packet of polos. Okay, there's half a packet of polos. Lovely. Oh, thank you. What have we got here? Oh, a Graze protein bite. Does someone want to grab one of these? Come on. Oh, thank you. What's that, Mary? More polos there. Some polos there. Would you like to go and grab some polos? Right. Oh, and what have we got up there, Joshua? Lovely. Let's bring it down the front. Let's see what we've got. Bring it all up to the front, folks. Oh, I think we might do this, you know. Right. Okay, so show us what... Have we got everyone? Yeah. So you've got a yoghurt rice cake. Nice. That's obviously come from a mum over there somewhere. A Graze protein bar. What have you got? Some polos. A bag of crackers. Share your bag of crackers with Teo. How many are in there? 4. Right, okay, so give Teo 2. Right. Your task, your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to try and feed every single person in the church. Well, you're happy that we open this food, folks? You've handed it over. Yeah, okay. So I tell you what, if you two take that side. No, you, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You three take that side. And you three take that side. Off you go. See if we can give everybody something to eat. Now, remember what Jesus did. We haven't prayed over it, but we're not Jesus. So just go and share the food. Go on, open it up and go and share it out. See if everybody can have a bit of something. Do you want some, if you need a hand, if you need some help. They are tough to open, aren't they, polos? No, that's fine, thank you. Right, okay, what have we got left? Thank you very much, thank you, Martin. So has everybody had something to eat? Has everybody had, so anyone not had something? Well done. Have we got anything left? So we've got some protein bar, we've got a little bit of rice cake left, we've got some polos left. Some polos left, and we've still got crackers left. That's amazing, isn't it? Absolutely amazing. Now, the next question is, Angela was a bit hungry over there. So you've all had a bit of something. Are you now full up? No. No, we did our best, didn't we? But it wasn't a four-course meal, was it? No, so we did our best with what we had. That's lovely. Well done. Thank you very much indeed. Now, do you want to just grab a seat on the carpet for a minute, because I'm going to ask a couple of questions of everyone. So, 51 people compared to 10,000 people. But we had a look to see what we had as a family, and we've shared it, which was wonderful. We've shared it out, and everybody's had a little bit of something. But can you remember from the reading what happened with what... with the gift that the disciples found from the little boy? What did the little boy bring forward? Can you remember? Anyone remember what it was? Okay, what was it that he brought forward?
3 pieces of bread and 2 fish.
That's it, some loaves and some fish. That's it, well done. So not very much for 10,000 people. In fact, we've probably done quite well here compared to a couple of loaves and some fish. Yeah, okay, well done. And what happened with it? What did I say we hadn't done with our food? Because would 3 loaves and 2 fishes, or 5 loaves and 2 fishes, would that have fed 10,000 people, do you think? Ordinarily, what do you reckon? No? No? I don't think so. I don't think we'll be way off. So what did Jesus do? He split it, didn't he? What did he do before he split it? Can we get that reading back again, Darren? What did he do before he split it? There we go. What did he do? He took the loaves of bread, thanked God for the bread, and gave it to the people who were sitting there. So the first thing he did was he thanked God for it. He said a prayer over it. And then he performed a miracle. Because with those loaves of bread, he gave it to the people who were sitting there, and it says he gave them as much as they wanted. So he gave them so much that they were full up. They had nothing more, there was no more that they needed to have. Not only were they all full up, all of those 10,000 people full up from just 5 loaves and 2 fishes, what else happened? On the next bit. Then Jesus said to them, okay, everybody's finished, everybody's full up, and now gather up all the bits that are left. Because people are a bit messy when they're eating, aren't they? I am, I get it all over the place. Yeah, all the bits that are left, and they filled up 12 large baskets. So, 12 large baskets. So there was more at the end than there was at the beginning, and everybody had eaten as much as they possibly wanted. So there are a couple of things that we can learn from that story. A couple of things that we can learn from that story. Does anybody here want to tell me what they think we can learn for ourselves today from that story about what Jesus can do for us? Bless you. What about out there? What do you think? Feeds us. Okay, so he's fed them spiritually. And now he's fed them physically. So we're thinking about God providing for our needs, physical and spiritual. Thank you, Angela. Anything else? Anything else? Thank you. gives us more than we need. So Jesus recognised what our need was, and he satisfied that need, but he also gave us more than we could ever want. So much more that there was some left. There was some left, some to keep us going, some to take us forward on the journey a little bit longer. And I was thinking about it, and I thought, well, when we go to God in prayer, we go to God in prayer and we say, Lord, this is what we need. This is where we need help. This is where we need strength. This is where we need guidance. And God knows that need. God hears that need and provides for it. But this provision came from where? Did Jesus create the bread and the fish out of nothing? No. Jesus took the bread and the fish from the gifts that were already present. So we need to be prepared to be the answer to our own prayers. So we need to be prepared to use the gifts, the talents, the things that we are blessed with by God, for God to use them. Because when we offer what we have, when we offer those small things, any small thing we offer to God, then God does amazing things with it. We say, thank you, Lord, that you have blessed me with this. I would like to use this in your service and for the service of my community, of my family, my brothers and sisters. And God does amazing things with it. So we need to be prepared to be the answer to our own prayers, because God has created us with so many gifts, talents and blessings that we can use. So we pray, God, this is where my heart is. This is what I'm crying out to you for. And God says, okay, well, what have you already got that you can use? Be prepared to use it. Be prepared to offer it to God and say, here it is. Do something amazing with it, Lord. Use me, help me. And God will bless our actions. God will bless that provision. God will use it in amazing ways. So shall we pray? Loving Lord, we thank you that you bless us with so much. Not just the material things, but those qualities, those talents, those skills that each of us have. Lord, give us the strength and the discernment to know what those skills are and how we can best put them to use. Guide us, strengthen us, and embolden us, Lord, to step out in faith, knowing that whatever we offer to you for your glory and for the bringing of your kingdom here on earth, however small that might be, you can transform it into something amazing. We just need to believe and trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen.